another day you had to miss, 'cause you've been too busy playing all your games, longing for the way you can.
This is Showbiz Weekly here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I am co-host Michael McCallum, the Higgins to your Magnum PI.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Now I'm dating myself
right there.
People are like, what is that?
What year was that?
Oh, that's early 80s.
Is that early 80s?
Yeah, that's early 80s.
Gosh, it must be even part of the 70s, too.
Yeah. I'm wondering if Michael will just cue in that music, that theme music.
You know, I've met Tom many times.
Really?
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy. Very tall and very thin. People don't know that. He doesn't look that thin. But
I actually have to take a moment. I'm kind of impressed with myself that I remembered the theme song off the top of my head. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, TV, you know, changed our lives.
This brain's full of a lot of useless pop culture knowledge.
Well, you know, Michael, one of the things that we love to do, of course, is explore what's going on around the world. And I, through social media, came across this young director out in Hollywood who reached out to me and had this movie. And I went, okay, you know how many times I hear that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I looked it up and I went, oh, he's serious. He's on the IMDb. He's serious. He's a legit director. And I just fell in love with the idea of this concept of this movie. It's called Occupants. And that gentleman's name is Russ Emanuel. And he's joining us from Hollywood right now. Russ, welcome to Showbiz Weekly.
Thank you for having me.
So also a little bit about your background. We have some mutual friends in common, I should point out and be very clear about. But also what I found is that you grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and in Japan, which is, you know, not normal, but very cool. And then you found your way to the University of Southern California and to study cinema and television, international relations, and, of course, Japanese.
I saw this.
Yeah, my Japanese is really bad, even though my brother-in-law speaks it fluently. So, and then you ended up doing a UCLA extension program, founded your production company, it's Russum Productions, in 2002, started doing short films, Her Night, and then Girl with Gun, and a documentary called Restoration of Paradise. And that has led you all the way up to all the other things you've been so busy doing, including Occupants. By the way, you've brought on one of the actors with you who plays Neil Curtis in Occupants, and that is the likes of Toronto-based actor Michael Pugliese.
Oh, almost.
Third time's the charm, Taylor.
You know, my Italian is so bad, I have to really practice it. But Pugliese.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rolled it. That's perfect.
Yeah, you got to roll those R's really well.
You got to roll it. Yeah.
My Spanish comes in handy, but that's not about it. This movie, by the way, also stars a veteran actor, Robert Picardo, who most people will recognize right away. He has been on many things, including, what was that, Deep Space Nine, I believe he was on? Yeah,
he was on Voyager.
Voyager.
He was on The Wonder Years.
Yeah, he's a veteran actor. He's been around, character actor, for many years. Michael, also, welcome to Showbiz Weekly. We are so
happy
to have
you. Thank
you
very much.
By the way, ladies, if you take a look at Michael, you'll be dying in love, because this man is very handsome and has worked a lot. Michael, you've done some outstanding work. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I was born and raised here in the city of Toronto. I was always interested in the film and business and the magic of making movies. So I started out young. You know, I got an agent down here in Toronto, did a few gigs here and there. I started writing my own screenplays. I met a couple producers. That's why I actually met Russ. And the rest is kind of history. I graduated from a college here. I took construction engineering technology. And I just kind of figured out that it just wasn't the path I wanted to be on. And I just went full tilt and just started movie making.
Right. So I know you've been in a plethora of projects, including Grasping for Straws, which is kind of my life mantra. But tell us a little bit about working on Occupants.
Working with Occupants was great, actually. It was a quick shoot. Having everybody on board was fantastic. We had a great screenplay with Julia Camera. She truly knows how to create depth and layers to, I think, each character, which really drew me in. So I met with one of the producers, Howard Nash, and he actually introduced me to Russ, and I flew down to L.A., and we had a couple of meetings, and I did a couple of screen tests for him, and I really loved the script. I loved the story. So, we went forward. working with the crew was great. I had a great time with when Bob came on set, Picaro. He was great. Taught me, he comes in with all this experience and knowledge, and he really learns how to, and knows how to play. So he taught me a lot, and he's a great gentleman too. So yeah, I had a blast. I had a blast working with these guys.
Wouldn't you say too is like when you're focused in trying to create a project like that, it's like minds, like energy. You guys kind of get attracted to each other when you're out there trying to seek and find the
you
right
mean cinematically,
people.
Cinematically, though.
Cinematically.
And on that,
maybe the other two.
And on that, before you answer that question, let's take a break and come back with more. Stick with us. More Showbiz Weekly right after this.
There's a cliffhanger.
Welcome back to Showbiz Weekly here on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Taylor Kelsaw.
And I am co-host Michael McCallum.
If you're just tuning in, you heard this wonderful segue, a little salacious on Michael McCallum's behalf.
Well, that's what I'm here for, buddy. I bring the sauce, the hot sauce.
I will say this, because what you were asking about is building relationships while you're on set. And you're an expert at this. By the way, Michael and Russ out there in our internet land here, Michael McCallum is an actor and a director here in Michigan. So he speaks some knowledge here. What was the relationship like building this camaraderie? Because it's so important, and it shows up on screen when it works and when it doesn't.
When it doesn't, yes.
Russ, tell us a little bit about building this whole package together.
Well, you know, it takes a collaboration with the cast and the crew, you know, with the Michael, Toronto Mike, and Howard and Bob Picaro. And, you know, we have a really good crew, our director of photography, Emil Harris, our production designer, Tatiana Kolonoff. I could just keep naming people. But basically, you know, it takes a whole, it's like we're family, you know, and we have to work closely together because we're going to be working, as Michael was mentioning, for 10 days. And, you know, it all starts with the script by Julia Camera, who's a very wonderful writer, and she's a Writers Guild of America writer. And, you know, it was just such a fantastic script because it took place in one location, which we found this great place through Airbnb.com in Los Angeles. And her script, it's one location. It's two main actors, which is Michael, who plays Neil Curtis, and Brianna White, who is Annie Curtis. And Brianna is just a fantastic actress. Just finding her through the audition process, which we held in September, it was just fantastic. So it's like these two in one location, and it's found footage. So a lot of the footage is static, and it's not like a narrative setup where you need, like, you know, close-ups, medium shots, you know, establishing shots. It's like the camera's just set in one place.
And gotcha.
It shoots the whole
interesting
scene.
How long is the film?
It's 81 minutes long.
Awesome. And you shot it in 10 days.
And we shot in 10 days. And that's the only way we could shoot it in 10 days. One location, two main actors. We got Bob Picaro to come for half a day on September 27th, 2014. And, you know, it's found footage. That's how we were able to do it.
And that's incredible for any other filmmakers out there. They know how difficult it is to try to shoot something in that 10 days or under, even 2 weeks, in doing a feature is pretty remarkable. So hats off to you guys. If I had a hat, I would take it off for you.
Thank you.
I have a hat. You can borrow it. So Brianna White, Robert Picaro, and of course Michael Pugliese.
You have
See, it's just you're getting better and
my
better.
My Italian gets better and better as I get older and older here. And believe me, I feel ancient by now. But anyway, when you're doing this project, Michael, you mentioned the camaraderie when Mr. Picaro showed up on set. What was that like for you to work with such a veteran actor?
It was kind of surreal. You know, you see this guy. I think he can't. Russ, what day did he come in on? Was it day 7, maybe day 8?
Day 4.
Oh, we had a day 4. Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, day 4, September 27th.
Okay, so he came in 4 days in. So we were kind of still a bit, you know, anxious, nervous, still getting to know each other. But to see a professional like himself come in and just come to work and just teach you how to breathe and just come and just play and have fun, it was really a big eye-opener for myself. You know, he comes in, we start reading lines, he cracks a few jokes, you know, he starts, you know, making, Yeah, well, he was cracking them, which relaxed everybody.
And he can probably tell that everybody. Too. When you come on set and you can see, you know, feel a little tension, you want everybody to get along. You want this to be a great experience.
Absolutely.
And that's
yeah.
part of maybe his expertise is coming in and feeling out a set he's been working for so long. So where, for listeners, where can people go to get more information on the film?
Well, you can go to occupantsthemovie.com. One word.
And say it one more time.
Occupants, plural. So occupants, not occupants. Occupantsthemovie.com.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Russ, Michael, I think this is a major project for you. This finished over a year ago now through the support of crowdfunding with Indiegogo, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now it's... And do you have a release date yet?
Well, we are going to have a completion screening on December 14th at the Writers Guild. We actually just nice. Found out 2 days ago.
Nice.
Very cool.
That is awesome. Yeah.
And what are the plans after that? Are you going to send it on the festival circuit?
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. And even before that, we're actually going to comic book conventions because we have Picardo, right?
He's a
big draw at comic book conventions. We have one coming up, and Michael and I are going to both go there.
That's great.
On October 16th through 18th, called Comic and Media Expo in Mesa, Arizona.
In Mesa, Arizona. Well, it'll be nice and cool there, no? Guys,
it'll be nice and cool there.
No, we have run out of time with you, unfortunately, but I would love to have you back and get some updates and hear what's happening with you and the success of this film opportunity. I think it's fantastic. I've gotten the pleasure of taking a look at the trailer, and I certainly recommend everyone do that. Michael and Russ, enjoy the rest of your day. Russ, don't rub in the lovely sunshine there in L.A., and we'll talk to you guys soon.
I'll try not to.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, take care. We'll be back right after this.
You convinced yourself that darkness would bring...